Let's open in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, that we can come here tonight, Lord, and worship you and sing songs of praise to you, Lord. We just ask as we open your word now, Lord, that you would help us to, Lord, just have an open heart, Lord, have a heart that is receptive and teachable, Lord. And Lord, we just ask for guidance and wisdom in your Son's precious name, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. If you want to turn to Matthew chapter 7, and if you find your place, we're going to read from verse 13. Okay. And we'll read to the end of the chapter. At the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. If you could also turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, hold your place in Matthew, we'll be back. 2 Peter chapter 1, and we're just going to read verse 10. Wherefore, the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Peter here tells us that we are to give diligence, calling and election sure. The word diligence means to be careful and persistent in work or in effort. We can say that it means to be prompt, to make haste. Some of the synonyms to this word are conscientious. No, that's not right, but you know what I'm saying. Studious and meticulous. So tonight I wanted to talk to you about making your election sure. And I want to encourage you to be diligent in doing this and meticulous and to make haste as there is not much time. We may not have tomorrow. So God gives us warnings throughout his word about false converts and there's a possibility that our heart and that our election, our salvation is not as we would seem. So if we turn back to Matthew chapter 7, and we'll read just verse 21 down to 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So we see in verse 22 that there is going to, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? We see that these people are prophesying. These people are at the pulpit. They're preachers telling other people about Jesus. Yet they're not born again themselves. They also ask, and in thy name have cast out devils. And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. So are these preachers even preaching about the Lord Jesus Christ, or do they have another Jesus? If we turn to Matthew chapter 24, and we'll look at verse 23 and verse 24, Jesus says here, Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So we see here that these false Christs and false prophets also do wonderful works. They're casting out devils and doing many wonderful works as well. We see that if it were possible, they would deceive even the very elect, those that are already saved, if it were possible. We also find in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul was fearful over those at Corinth. Others would come and preach another Jesus, and that they would be deceived. He had concerns. He was fearful that someone else would come and preach a different Jesus, and that they would be possibly even deceived. So have you got the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, or have you been deceived? We know that in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Only God can know our deceitful hearts. So, are you trusting in God manifest in the flesh, who left the glory of heaven to bear our sins on the tree, who shed his blood for the remission of sins, who suffered and died because he loved us, our Creator? The list goes on and on. Have you trusted in the right Jesus? Back in Matthew chapter 7, we'll look at verse 23. Jesus says unto those that ask him of these questions, he says, "For profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." These people are those that prefer to go around and do the work of sin, or in disguise of that that is not so in disguise of a sheep. These are wolves in sheep's clothing. Sorry, wolves in sheep's clothing. There's another example in Matthew 25, but before we flick over there, we'll just look back in verse 21 of chapter 7. And one of the ways that we can tell if people are truly saved is mentioned here. Halfway through the verse, I will read the whole verse. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. We also, in verses 15 to 16, the test, I guess, for false teachers also. "We shall know them by their fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth fruit." So on that, we'll just turn through to Matthew chapter 25. And we're going to read a short, I guess it's short, passage, from verse 31 through to the end of the chapter. We have here Jesus speaking again. "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them that are on the right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when thee, and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink, when saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." We have here two groups of people, sheep and the goats. We have the sheep that the will of the Father. We have here the sheep loving thy neighbor. We have one side of the table of the law. feeding, loving thy neighbor. When they're thirsty, giving them a drink. Now, I see heathen people doing that, others as well. But a Christian should be of a level higher of that than a heathen. So we see two groups of people, the sheep and the goats. In chapter 7, we have two ways to go, the narrow way or the broad way. We know that that way, that Jesus is the way. In John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I better just find it so that I don't misquote it. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we know that Jesus is that way, that narrow way. Two gates in which to enter, the straight gate or the wide gate. We know that Jesus is the door. We have two foundations on which to build our lives, the rock or the sand. Two types of trees, good trees with good fruit or evil trees with evil fruit. Sorry, corrupt trees with evil fruit. Two places for eternity, eternal life or eternal punishment. We have God's way or we have man's way. So trying to, I guess, plead with you to give diligence to making your calling and election sure. These people in verse 21 through to 23 thought that they were worshipping the true God. They thought they were worshipping Jesus, but they had a false Jesus. Our heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So, have we put our trust alone in the Lord Jesus Christ that shed his blood for our sins? There's a song that we sing that says, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We need to make sure that we have Jesus that came from the glory of heaven. We need to have the Jesus of the Bible, not a Jesus that is made up, not one that people interpret differently. I know some people that say that, oh, I'll never send anyone to hell. He's too merciful to do that. But Jesus is just. God is just. And Jesus is not a liar. And Jesus preached on hell more often than he preached on heaven. So we need to make sure that we have the Jesus of the Bible. And if someone says something different, we need to prove them or show them where they're wrong. Be ready to give every man an answer. So have you got the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, or have you been deceived? I'll leave you with that thought.